Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for June 23rd of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. A few weeks ago, I interviewed Sarah Leach, who is the executive editor of the Ottawa News Network and co-host of the 2J's podcast, on a story she wrote of how the Trump regime's Department of Energy ordered a West Michigan coal-fired power plant in Ottawa County to remain open. The J.H. Campbell plant was scheduled to close down at the end of last month, but 8 days before its closure, Energy Secretary Chris Wright ordered the plant to keep operating due to some made-up emergency by the regime. Wright said closing of the polluting plant would add risk of blackouts due to the high energy demands expected this summer in the Midwest due to climate change. Well, okay, he didn't say the cause for these high energy demands, but common sense tells us that reason. Chris Wright, by the way, is the founder and CEO of Liberty Energy, which made billions in natural gas fracking, and he walked away with millions. He also said in 2023 that there's no climate crisis. And Chris Wright gave a speech last winter to a group of MAGA corporate authoritarians where he described a move towards a cleaner energy future as quote-unquote lunacy, and then falsely declared that renewables drive up prices. Chris Wright serves as yet another illustration, everyone, of how dear leader Trump surrounds himself with corporate industry stooges rather than real working class representatives. But hey, what do I know? The media has declared him to be the real working class populist. Anyway, Sarah Leach wrote another great piece in the Ottawa News Network detailing how Michigan's Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel is pushing back against the regime's moves to block the Campbell plant's closure. Nessel's requesting a hearing with the regime's energy department over its, as she calls it, arbitrary and illegal order to stop the planned shutting down of the West Olive power plant. And before some of you MAGA members out there believe that it's Dana Nessel and the Democrats who are shutting down this plant, it's actually the marketplace that's shutting down the plant. As Ms. Leach writes in her story, the Campbell Power Plant is Consumers Energy's last and largest coal-fired power plant in Michigan. The energy company announced a while back that it was closing the plant in 2025, mainly because of the company's plans to become carbon neutral, and also because it costs more to keep the Campbell Plants 1 and 2 open. Campbell Plant 1 is 63 years old, and Campbell Plant 2 is 58 years old, so it is a relic of the past. Attorney General Nessel said that Chris Wright's orders to keep the plant operating will cost Michiganders in the pocketbook, not to mention the continued public health cost and environmental cost to keep the plant going. And that means this will just hurt the working class financially, both in terms of paying higher rates and higher healthcare costs. Now, you'd think the so-called populist Trump regime would be against hurting the working class in such a wicked way. Hey, wait until you hear more about the MAGA murder budget Republicans are rushing through Congress. That'll give you an even clearer picture of how this regime only cares about the corporate class. Sadly, the planned closure of the Campbell plant may have caught the regime's eye thanks to a movement by some in the far-right MAGA faction of the Ottawa County Commission known as Ottawa Impact. They've been fighting against the closure, but despite losing their majority on the commission last year, they apparently still hold some kind of clout. But here's what's baffling to this podcaster. For years, I heard MAGA Republicans decry any efforts of government getting in the way of business, and that the socialists are the real ones, the only ones, forcing businesses to do things against their will. So how's the Trump regime forcing a company in Michigan to keep pumping highly polluted and highly dangerous chemicals in the air considered small government again? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.